This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Somebody who loves high school sports is Josh Wilson from Florida High School Sports. And I'll tell you what, the one thing about Josh is he's on the path to do every media day possible, but this is your first time in South Florida.
I was going to make it down last year, and I had a conflict come up, so that kind of thing. But I got down here this year, so, I mean, it's
How impressed are you? Because this is a big scale. You've been to the ones up in Tallahassee and Jacksonville, and they're kind
of my neighborhood, my neck of the woods.
Your neck of the woods in Gainesville, but coming here and eventually seeing 113 schools is crazy, huh?
100 plus schools in a day. I mean, I tell people that, and they're like, "What?"
It's amazing.
I get the faces like, "Really?"
And they keep coming.
They keep coming, and they're still coming. I mean, they're up there on the – man, it seems like a – I know I saw Pahokee just a few minutes ago. I've seen three of those big four out of what we call the SEC.
They were here early. I know that we had a chance to see Booker T came through early on, St. Thomas Aquinas. These are programs that you don't usually get a chance to see until the state championship.
Right.
And you're seeing them before the season. Talk about football statewide. This year is going to be really competitive everywhere. I mean, you have a couple of defending state champions. You just saw one of them in American Heritage in 5A. Talk about some of the teams that you expect to be in the mix. Obviously, Armwood's always there, and they pick a Miami-Dade County team.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
talk about that.
Those programs, especially up towards the north part of the state, some of y'all down here probably don't, follow us in north as much as I do follow the state, but some of the north, you'll have your usual suspects in the 1A and the Madison counties and all those, but, if you look at it, you start really talking about the bigger classifications. Chaminade probably is going to run this table down here for 3A totally. It's up in the air who's going to come out of the north in 3A since Oxbridge folded up, back in June, For me, looking at those teams, who's going to come out of 5A north? Well, that's always seems to be. It's always a toss-up every year. I mean, it's like, okay, is it going to be Wakulla? Is it going to be a surprise like Baker County was last year, or Ponte Vedra the year before that, in 6A, you see, like you said, Armwood, Armwood's, usually pretty good each year out.
This year, maybe Vanguard would.
Vanguard. See, that was a team that I expected that would have made it the last couple of years, but now they're struggling a little bit with some terms of talent because they've got some shoes to fill. I mean, they don't really have a set quarterback, to take over the role and continue on. So it's kind of like, okay, could it be Vanguard? Could it be even potentially, let's throw Niceville, let's throw Navarre into the mix because those teams out there, they're always going at it. St. Augustine, and that's another team, that was. From the north, that could be in the potential mix, but
Armwood's very athletic.
Armwood's athletic, and then you get down here in the 6A in the south part. I mean, to be honest with you, I tell people it's like, look, Mainland should be in the north. it should be Mainland versus whoever comes out of 16 every year. It seems
exactly.
And that's.
Because they'll never get there with the Miami.
Hopefully with the FHA reclassification coming up after this year, that since now you don't have to worry about how the districts are aligned in terms of the playoffs, since we're now going by seeds. It doesn't matter. Put the Daytona Beach schools in the North where it should be. Let the South Florida schools battle it out, and let's get the best of the North versus South. We're gonna have Mainland again over here sitting here trying to fight for a spot because Mainland had a good team that should have been playing in the state championship a couple years ago.
Because they had to face the Dade County.
Yeah, to face Central, and that was it. You get obliterated, and that's you're done.
You look at St. Thomas Aquinas, didn't get there last year, but certainly, Josh, arguably.
They're stacked this year.
I
mean, it's going to be hard to argue that St. Thomas Aquinas. I would be shocked if they're not playing in Orlando this year. Yeah. I looked at that thing when I talked to
Harry. Braden River or Fennis.
Braden River. But, you know, Braden River, that's a whole other issue. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the stories come out of there, out of there, Bradenton, with Braden River. I mean, now you had the one issue where the whole thing, you know, getting caught for illegal practices, not having spring football, not having a spring game. And, I mean,
people turning each other in.
People turning each other in, and it's become a feud between Braden River and Fennis. And then Braden River got caught. Here's another thing, you know, Braden River gets caught for illegally accessing huddle videos from opponents, and and that's been going on for several years. So between that, and I mean, that's a whole nother issue. Is okay, what is Braden River going to be like? I still think Fennis will be in the mix despite graduating quite
a lot,
especially guys, Bryce Carpenter with them. I mean, that's a whole nother issue with that. And then, again, like I said. I would be shocked if St. Thomas is not playing in the state championship. It's just hard to when you got two Division I quarterbacks on your chart like that.
Everybody's Division I.
I mean, that's a thing. How can you argue that? And that's the case. And then, you know, I go. But let me jump back to 5A South real quick. I mean, you got your usual suspects, Heritage, but then you got Cardinal Gibbons. And I talked to Buck a couple of weeks ago when he was visiting up in Gainesville, and in Scalzo. And I mean, it's just.
And then you have Rockledge.
Rockledge is going to be pretty good. And, you know, a lot of people, right, Rockledge, early 2000s, yeah, pretty good. But hey, a lot of people hadn't heard from Rockledge in years. And all of a sudden, well, it was his team up there in Brevard County.
Yeah.
Here's Rockledge.
No doubt. Josh Wilson with us, Florida High School Sports.com or football.
4HSFootball.com.
FH, yeah, that's right. That's the easiest way to remember.
4HSFootball.com.
And you do all the football. You do the flag football.
Girls flag football. But,
as well. Now, it's your opportunity as we're live here at Hard Rock Stadium, and it's certainly an opportunity for these kids to get that big-time atmosphere. I'm sure you're going to see over the next.
Yeah, I got some teams going to be waiting for me when I get back, and I know with the interviews and stuff, but get back with them. But, I mean, to see all these teams, to see what's going on and everything, it's been incredible so far.
What about as far as you take a look at today? You saw a bunch of teams go through. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, we started this thing, like I said, around almost 8 o'clock this morning, and you had schools.
I've been up since 5. 5:30, that's.
And then you had Coral Springs and North Miami Beach and Gibbons, as we said, and Cardinal Gibbons kind of flexing some muscle up there as well.
And Scalzo's getting followed by the QB1 show. I mean, he's getting all the video cameras are following him. It's incredible. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, no, it is. It's amazing. And I'll tell you what the most exciting thing for me at an event like this is to see some of the kids, answer some of those questions. And,
right.
Half of them will always go on Twitter or any social media and put what they want. But when you ask them a question, and some of the kids are shy, some of them aren't. What is your best experience has been out here today as far as that?
I mean, it's really been the experiences. But I mean, I've been mostly talking to the coaches, but just to see the players and see to visit a stadium like this, because a lot of these kids are probably never going to step on field of a professional stadium, let alone even maybe a major college stadium. That's just the way it goes. When the state of Florida takes maybe 350 kids to D1 FBS every year, and that's it. Where's the rest going? Well. FCS, D2, D3, NAIA, even JUCO. So, a lot of these kids, this is their time to really, let the spotlight shine on them for a few minutes at least.
So now the rest of the day, as we're sitting here about 3:30 or so, coming up on 3:30, you've still got interviews, a bunch of teams coming through.
Yes.
I see Deerfield's over here waiting to come through as well. I mean, it's crazy how they staggered these teams, and some of them get here
early. You're talking three counties here, If you start adding some other counties just right, nearby, if you start adding like Lee and Collier counties, we'd be here until midnight today.
So you got a lot of things coming up. You got previews. You got everything coming up for the 2018 season.
I'm looking at rankings, man. I know that it's a debate. Who do you rank where? But somebody's all hey. You don't make somebody mad. You ain't doing your job, as they say.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like, okay, who do I rank here? Who do I rank here? Who's going to be the top team at overall coming to start this preseason? And the season's going to be here. August 24th is going to roll around here real quick, and then. Of course, the point system, that thing right there with the point system, that really made teams really focus. Hey, every game matters now. It's not just your district games that that really matter. It's, you know, if you blow the first few games of the season,
yeah,
you really have got to pick it up. Otherwise, you're going to be sitting there looking at the points on week 11 when they do the points reveal and, you know, bracket reveal. That's it. You're out of it.
Before we let you go, the way they've expanded now, 4A, 1A through 4A to six teams,
yes.
That's got to help, because last year we were talking.
Booker T would have been in it.
Exactly. And can you imagine being a team that's a one seed, all of a sudden getting a six seed? That's kind of crazy.
The one and twos are going to be first round bye this year, so the one and twos in each region of 1A through 4A will get a first round bye. So, yeah, you could still theoretically get a six versus one in the second round. It's just depending on, you know, for Booker T's sake, I mean, they could have gotten the sixth seed, got to the second round. Maybe they could have probably knocked University
they
School off.
They could have, because
that's the way it could have been.
Well, they're bigger. I mean, you got to figure they have more depth. They're a bigger program. They have more. I mean, where University School has a lot of frontline talent. We saw it here as they were here earlier with Coach Daniel Luque. They don't have the depth. They don't have two of everybody. And see, that's the advantage of being a public school like Booker T. You get that. You get more numbers than you would at
right.
a private school. So, I mean, any time you come down, I mean, maybe there's exceptions to the rule, the St. Thomas's, the Columbus's, and schools like that as far as that's concerned. But so you gotta you also do the flag football, and that starts up
during spring, and that's usually early March right there, March through mid-May.
And it's been a lot of fun.
That's been a lot of fun. They do a big tournament in Tallahassee. That's the biggest one in the state and the nation for girls flag football. And even there's even one girls flag football team up in the Tallahassee area. They're going to be the first team to cross the state line and go play two teams from New York this coming
season. Oh, they
season.
Are. So the
states are starting to pick up on a little bit. It's like, hey, well, Florida's the leader in that, and you know, and I will say it, Florida's the best football state. Period. I mean, people want to argue Texas. Come on, come to Florida. Come to Florida where the talent is.
Josh, give everybody an opportunity to follow you. How they could contact you, or they could follow you on the website.
FloridaHSFootball.com, and then you can Twitter FLAHSFootball. Yes, there is a blue verified checkmark, so that's how you know you found me. So on that one, but and then Twitter and Instagram, Florida HS Football. So there you go.
Good stuff, buddy. Thanks.
I appreciate you
joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.